Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host, and we're going to talk more about Chinese medicine, about anti-aging, about health, optimum health, not just health, optimum health, how to stay younger, how to achieve more youth in our lives. I would like to do that. And to do that, we again have a guest who has been terrific before, and that's why he's back to talk more about opportunities for youthful lifestyle. And that's Dr. John Ramsey. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Peter. It's always a pleasure to have a wonderful opportunity to speak with you.
Thank you. And this is an opportunity to talk more about how we can do it better. And we talked a lot about in other aspects of the aging process. But in the last show, we talked a little bit about the possibilities of using a Chinese herb, a root actually, called ginseng. A lot of people have heard of ginseng. In the Chinese communities, ginseng is very popular. And tell me about your background, why you know about ginseng.
Thank you, Peter. I became interested in Chinese medicine in 1994. I graduated in 1999 as a doctor of Chinese medicine. That's when I first started discovering the power of herbs, and of course one of the herbs that I did know of was ginseng. So I went on and actually specialized in ginseng, building all of my core treatment platforms with the aid of ginseng because of the properties of it. My problem was I couldn't find a proper form of ginseng with a consistency that would offer my patients the correct healing to bring them back to a normal state of health, which we know is a homeostasis.
Well, tell me what's wrong with ginseng. You said you couldn't find the right ginseng. Well, how many ginsengs are there? What is it that's missing? What is, you know, there so many countries produce ginseng. You live in Canada. Canada ships tons, millions of tons, I think, of ginseng a year out of the country. The United States also.
On a world spectrum, let's look at ginseng production. The U.S. and Canada probably produce about $700 million worth of ginseng annually. Brazil, probably about $200 million worth of ginseng annually. Germany, about $200 million. And Australia, about $400 million. All of this goes basically to the Asian market because Asians, of course, take ginseng. And most of the ginseng that is produced is a lower graded ginseng for the export trade because of the quick growing cycles. But what ginseng does in the first cycle of growth is what they need it for, and that's the detox agent, the cleaning and the detox agent that ginseng produces because of the pycnogenal properties and, of course, the organic germanium content of ginseng.
So what is it, what is the growth cycle of most of the ginseng that's sold in the world?
Well, for a correct ginseng cycle, life cycle, you need six full years with four full seasons of growth. It does need a winter to put the root to sleep, to suspend its growing, because in the springtime, that will determine if the root has enough nourishment to grow another season or if it will die. So the growing cycle is very important. In North America and around the world, mostly it's only 3 years to produce the first amount of ginseng qualities that produce the detox. So on a world world level, most of the ginseng that is sold and bought is only 3 years old.
And what can happen if ginseng is grown for longer?
When you let it plant mature, it has its active qualities. Once those active qualities have developed, then of course you can promote more health in the body. When we look at ginseng specifically, we look at things called saponins, which are healing agents. They are referred to as ginsenosides. And for ginsenosides, you probably have 11 different types of ginsenosides that are grouped into three different specific areas. And those areas are either work on detox, as I talked about, or cellular nourishment and steam. And of course, then they work on your lipids in your liver to increase your hormones and your steroids. That all adds up to a proper promotion of health to restore homeostasis. And that's why I specialized in ginseng.
Now, you say ginsenosides and saponins. Now, when you say ginsenosides, that assumes that that's a nutrient that comes directly from ginseng. But there are saponins that come from other plants as well, right?
Yeah, saponins just refer to, in layman's terms, healing agents or properties that will promote a healthy environment or a suitable environment for a proper structuring or development of a cell.
But they've each been identified. Each saponin is identified.
Yes, and in different species, they will be referred to as different saponins. Saponin is the main group of healing agents that we refer to when we look at herbs. So, for example, in peas, the green peas, they have saponins as well, and those are what are the detox agents, you know, that work on your large intestine, that work on cleaning out your body. Those are the groupings.
I didn't know that peas were so powerful.
Of course.
Good.
Well, we always look at green tea as antioxidants.
Are you talking about green teas? I thought you said peas, green peas, like legumes.
Green, no, green teas.
Oh, okay. Sorry. We have a connection. Our audience isn't used to this, but we're working through you on the phone, on a speakerphone in my office, and I'm speaking on a special recording device. So I sound fairly normal, and you sound very kind of tinny. So the audience might not be able to understand you as well, and likewise myself. But I'm glad you clarified that. Green teas have saponins, yes.
When we look at ginseng in a healing way, the other shows that I've done, I've talked about enhancing our daily health achievements through balanced diet and through proper hydration levels. Those are the very, very first things that we need to take into consideration. We have to restore our hydro levels, which are our water, our oxygen, and our electrolytes. As well, we have to restore proper basic nutrient-dense properties for our cells to develop. But how do we take a body that's out of homeostasis, that has a little bit of damage to their DNA, to the replicating cells, and how do we promote health in that aspect to restore it to optimal development and cellular structure? So now we have to look at redefining how we look at feeding our body and what we want to accomplish. Our food, we know, equals health, but we have to look at food for thought and how to restore proper function ginseng as a food grouping for healing and promotion, then we get into another conscious development of health. And then we can look at life extension or life enhancing based on what human DNA is possible and can create. We know that it can last for 120 to 150 years, but what types of foods or what kind of groupings is necessary to feed our DNA opposed to ourselves?
Yeah, and that's very critical. It's good to have a nutritional lifestyle and to eat healthy foods, yet are we getting enough out of our foods? Our soils are quite depleted. There's a lot of contamination, even going into organic farming now with GMOs. They're infiltrating the agriculture.
Exactly, and these are what we want to look at. Why is some food more expensive than other? Because of the nutrient-dense properties and how hard it is to grow or how proper it is to grow takes a lot of time, effort, and money. So, of course, the higher the food grade, the higher the cost. When we look at ginseng, most ginseng that is grown in North America reaches, you know, $25 to $50 a pound. There's some ginseng roots that will cost up to $400,000 for one root. And why is that? It's because of the age of the root, how long it's grown for, but the location it's grown and how nutrient dense that properties of the soil are to give it the activating qualities.
It would be hard.
Tungbai Mountain is the most valuable form of ginseng anywhere.
Which kind?
Ginseng from Tungbai Mountain.
Okay. Now, that's what I'm curious about, because when ginseng grows, when the roots grow, don't they absorb nutrients from the soil, so they deplete the soil quite quickly?
Yeah, absolutely. The type of ginseng that is the most valuable has a very complex root structure that grows sideways in the topsoil like a rhizome. It's a root that acts like a rhizome to vacuum all the nutrients and all the qualities out of the soil. And that's one of the reasons ginseng is very valuable, because it's extremely hard to grow. If you look at any government agriculture report on ginseng, it is the hardest and most difficult root or crop to invest in and to grow, but it has the highest yielding value out of any commodity worldwide.
And yet, what you said is very interesting. You said that the root itself grows horizontal in the ground so that it can absorb even more nutrients from the ground. But then once you finish growing your ginseng, you're a farmer and you finish growing it, you have depleted soil that's pretty worthless for a while.
Absolutely. And the crop rotation usually takes, in a government standard point, they say it takes at least 20 years to regenerate that soil. So now you have a crop that completely devastates the soil that it's in, and it takes a massive restructuring for it to reproduce and to have another crop. So this is why most ginseng is only 3 years old, to protect the soil that's already nutrient depleted, but to save the farmland so they can regenerate another 3 years of crop.
But not right away, though. They have to rotate, right?
Exactly. So the farmers in North America or that don't have any room, or in Australia, Germany, Brazil, they shorten the growing cycle so the nutrients aren't depleted out of the soil, and then they can refertilize the soil, wait a few years, and then refarm that land with ginseng.
But that also means that the ginseng they're growing doesn't absorb that many nutrients because it doesn't have a long enough growth cycle.
Exactly. So it doesn't germanium out of the soil, which is required for very strong detoxing.
Now, what are those the strongest elements of ginseng?
That's the elements of ginseng because they're very, very high levels. If we look at organic germanium, which is a very, very hot topic right now for people that have had any kind of radiation exposure, toxicity, free radical, chemotherapy, even cancer, it's a very, very important property, germanium, and that's an element that has an extra neutron. So it will bond to unstable free radicals, which are elements in your body that have extra protons,
so,
and neutralize them. This is called oral chelation.
Okay, now
one of the highest levels of oral chelation or organic germanium is shelf mushrooms. Everybody knows what a reishi mushroom is, Japanese reishi mushroom. They have very, very high germanium content, and this is why it's very, very big news. They have about 700 to 1,000 parts per million of organic germanium. But when you look at ginseng, it has 4 to 7,000 parts per million. And this is why the crop is very, very valuable.
So it's about 10 times more germanium than mushrooms, Japanese mushrooms.
Yes, than shelf mushrooms. Yes, reishi mushrooms or lingzi in Chinese medicine.
Or what in Chinese medicine?
Lingzi.
Lingzi. And that's the same thing, that's also the same type of mushroom?
Exactly the same herb.
Okay. And so we're talking about germanium, and there are actually people who are selling organic germanium by itself.
Absolutely, and they get that by burning actual hardwood into coal, and then at very, very high temperatures and pressure, the organic germanium will separate from the carbon. But it has to be from a hard wood, something fibrous that has grown for a long period of time in soil to absorb the germanium.
I see. So now if you were going to buy germanium on the market, how much does it cost, pure germanium?
Anywhere from $10,000 to $16,000 for a kilo of organic compounded germanium 132, which is derived from an organic substance opposed from a laboratory created germanium.
So we understand that if people are paying for that, they realize how valuable it is.
And massive amounts of money for that. There is a health risk associated with just refined organic germanium, which is it doesn't have the energy of a plant, the energy of a food, so your body can utilize it correctly. It's just a refined substance, like sugar or flour. The problem is the molecules aren't living. So you have to use a higher amount, but you have to use it with a massive amount of water to keep that molecule going because it has no life, or it will get stuck in your kidneys and attract all of the free radicals to your kidneys, and you can have kidney failure.
But if you take ginseng, don't you also need a lot of water?
You do, because it helps the circulation, but it will not. It works on thinning out the ginseng, so you use it more cost effectively. Where for germanium, you need to have it. It's an absolute must, or you'll give yourself kidney failure.
All right, now let's go back to pycnogenol, and what other ingredients are in ginseng that make it so valuable?
Okay, so the first thing ginseng ginseng does when we take it is start cleaning out your body. So we'll focus first on that. Ginseng grows in red pine, which is a very, very strong pycnogenal property species. We all know about pycnogenal properties. That's from maritime French pine bark, which is another very expensive but critical component when you want to detox your body. It has a very strong antioxidant. Because ginseng will grow only in pine and maple soil, that is what the properties will be condensed inside the root of pycnogenal and germanium values. So together, to have those two properties in one health product is amazing. There's no other health product that will offer a very powerful antioxidant and chelation detox together. And this is why ginseng is very, very valuable.
Okay, so it is those two ingredients mostly, the pycnogenol for cleansing, and the
antioxidant, yes.
And it's an antioxidant. And the germanium is used for, how about...
neutralizer.
For chelation, you said. But what about our telomeres? What about our genes that we want to keep long enough? One of the problems with aging is that it shortens our gene chains. And
absolutely. And one of the problems that we have for aging and why free radical and heavy metals or toxic exposure cause damage and aging is because they are unstable free radicals that will go through your cell membrane and stick to the most powerful magnetic source available, which is your human DNA. Right? Remember, DNA is two strands of RNA stuck together by a magnetic force. That's very, 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 very powerful. Massively powerful. So free radicals will automatically be attracted to it. It's like having a big, powerful magnet in a room full of iron filings. The iron filings being free radicals and the magnet being your DNA. It's going to attract all of that. So the first way to create proper aging in our body is to remove the free radicals, to neutralize them. That's where the antioxidants and the chelation come in. The pycnogenal properties of ginseng clean all of the iron filings off the magnet and around, but then you need to neutralize them so they don't go back to the magnet. And that's where the chelation, the germanium quality, it will bond to the filings and neutralize them so they're no longer a magnetic attracting particle.
Now this is...
So they can be safely cleaned out of your body without sticking to any of your organs or your kidney to cause further damage. You can safely start removing them.
Let's talk about bone marrow also.
Yeah, and that's the difference between antioxidants and chelation therapy.
Okay. Now, one of the things you've told me about ginseng is that it's the only product that regenerates bone marrow?
When we look, at the further along end result of ginseng, it has properties that, when grown properly and developed properly, these are the healing qualities that we're talking about, the more benefits to your body that will actually feed what food can't, where there's no diet in the world that can regenerate bone marrow. We've tried it over and over and over again with chemotherapy patients, because chemotherapy will destroy your bone marrow and your blood cells. So when people go through chemotherapy or have massive exposures to radiation, it destroys destroys their blood, and their bone marrow has to make up for that loss of blood, which will, in the end result, start depleting your bone marrow. And the food you eat will not replenish your bone marrow. And once your bone marrow is gone, or your stem cells are gone, you're in a very, very bad place, because you cannot regenerate your hardest cells to regenerate, which are your organ cells, which are your tissue cells, and you start dying.
So this is often why chelation doesn't work, and why people have recurrence of diseases then.
Absolutely. So when you look at a body and regenerating the proper and necessary things for your body to survive to 120 to 150 years old, you have to take into consideration what you have to protect and what you have to feed, which is your bone marrow and your stem cells. Not just keeping your body clean and free of free radicals, but you have to regenerate the cells that are impossible to regenerate. So we look at very, very, very powerful herbs and their properties. And in ginseng, that's ginsenosides. And it can actually, it has the ability to promote synthesis of RNA and DNA.
That's wonderful.
Which, when you start feeding that, it will actually start working on your bone marrow. Over and over and over and over, you can start regenerating on a cellular basis. We're talking, this takes a long time. A full life cycle of a cell in a human being is about 7 years of a DNA model, from your blood to your tissue to your organs. The regeneration of all of that is about 7 years. So when you look at extending your life, we have to look at 7 year cycles and what we are going to do every day for the next 7 years to regenerate and create those cells to promote the actual full function of their life cycle.
Now, we only have a couple of minutes left, and this has been so fascinating, because I'm so glad to hear about something as powerful as this to help us stay healthy and strong and young, and to regenerate health for those who have undergone very destructive treatments.
Difficulty.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So the whole idea of life, the whole idea of a living thing, anything on earth, is for evolution, for that life extension, pushing the boundaries and the understanding. We have to understand how we are as just individual people, not our lives, but our biology. When we look at our biology and how cells develop and how they die, and how we can promote proper development of individual cells, then we can look at promoting and enhancing our lives.
Now, we're running out of time. Dr. John Ramsay, Ramsay, how do people reach you and find out more about ginseng, where to find it, what to do?
Sure. Anyone can reach me at my email address, which is Dr. Ramsay, DrRamsay, at msn.com, or they can reach Peter Roth through his show. Leave questions and inquisitions there, or inquiries there, and I can come on and answer those.
All right, thank you. And Dr. John Ramsay, thanks so much for being a guest on Energy Stew at ProgressiveRadioNetwork.com. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heartriver.org, or 212-222-7748. And thank you so much for listening.